Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesh Infra Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Gandhi. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Pooja Gandhi, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings call of Ganesh Infraworld Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Vibhor Agrawal, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Abhay Kumar Singh, Group Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Vibhor. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I am Vibhor Agrawal from Ganesh Infraworld. And as we published the first ever financial results after our listing at the NSE Emerge platform, we as a team are feeling an overwhelming sense of gratitude and responsibility. This is more than just a milestone to us. It is a reflection of the hard work, resilience, and vision that has shaped Ganesh Infraworld Limited into a formidable force in the infrastructure sector. Our journey from partnership firm to a listed company has been built upon trust, integrity, and excellence. And today, we reaffirm our commitment to sustainable growth and feel a deep sense of responsibility towards the stakeholders who have shown trust upon us and value creation for the same. So now I would like to introduce, hand over to Mr. Abhay Kumar Singh, who is the Group CFO of Ganesh Infraworld. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for inspiring us all for all over the periods. So good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to present the financial performance of Ganesh Infraworld Limited for the third quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2024. So our company has demonstrated a strong growth and resilience, delivering robust financial results this quarter. Revenue from operations for quarter three stood at around 150 crores, reflecting a significant increase from 95 crore in quarter two. Our total income for the 9 months period had reached around 382 crores, underscoring a company's strong project execution capabilities and market confidence. Profitability remains a key highlight, with our profit before tax reaching around 15 crores in quarter three and 38 crores for the 9 month period. This is a testament to our operational efficiency and strategic cost management. Our profit after tax figure for the 9 month period stood at around 28 crores, marking a substantial improvement over the previous reporting period. These results affirm our commitment to sustainable growth and financial prudence. As we move forward, we remain focused on executing highly valued projects, optimizing resources, and capitalizing on the emerging opportunity to derive long-term value for our investors and stakeholders. Thank you for your continued trust and support.
So now, Pooja ji, you can take it forward.
Should we open the floor for questions?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one. Our first question comes from the line of Vedika Chandak from Invicta Capserve Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Hi, Vedika.
I just want to know certain details regarding the top clients of the company currently.
So, the top clientele for us remains the same, starting with Wellspan Enterprises, Shapur Jipalonji, then Uttar Pradesh Ghar Jal Nigam Mission, and then we are also doing for Adani Energy Limited. So all these are contributing to the topmost revenue, if you take in the revenue segment.
Okay, sir. And as on today, what is the current order book?
So the current order book, I think it is there in the investor presentation, and it is somewhere upwards of 630 crores or something.
Okay. So as on today, that stands. No new further orders have been included.
No, this is as on 31st December 2024.
Okay, sure.
To be precise, it is 624.16 crores unexecuted.
Okay. And one last question, what is the 6 month forward outlook of the company?
So in the next 6 months, we have already participated in a lot of new water projects, whereby we are waiting for the results. So I think in the next 2 months or so, our order book in the water segment should grow substantially. And in the next 6 months to come, the contribution to the revenue as well as the order book in the water segment will grow multiple folds of what it is as on December 24th. And in the other fields also, like we are about to get a good order in the electrical field, whereby we are working with Adani Energy. So we see a good outlook, and I'm sure we'll be performing more than average the industry standard.
Okay, that's great. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one now. Our next question comes from Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Maitri ji.
Hi, I have a few questions. So what are the order inflow we are expecting in quarter four?
We have already participated in few good ticket size tenders in water as well as in electrical power infra segment. And we are also, what is happening, like we are continuously getting the subsequent orders in the projects where we were already working in the water segment as well as in the civil segment, like Har Ghar Jal Yojana. So in Har Ghar Jal Yojana, we have already completed more than 190 villages, and the same is getting increased every month on month. So these are the few order book which we are sure to get in the coming quarter. So, and also just to add on, recently in January month, we have informed the stock exchange about our new order in the water segment, which was around 52 crores in the state of Odisha. And over there also the business will be growing as many more tenders have been participated, and we know that we shall definitely get a good amount of order from Odisha in the current quarter as well as in the coming 6 to 7 months.
And the execution time for the current order book is?
So generally the execution time for a civil project goes up to 3 years, and for a water project it is up to 18 months. So for the current order book, you can take the average execution time from maybe 14 to 20 months.
Okay, and can you like give a number on the amount or the value of bids you have done?
Please, can you come again?
Like the bid value, values you have put in for this quarter and your win ratio?
That doesn't.
Your voice is not clear. Can you repeat again?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the amount of bids you've put in, can you give a value for that?
That means, do you want to know about the bank loan?
No, the bids you've put in for the order, like contracts to win.
Bids. Okay.
Yeah.
We have participated bids for somewhere around 1,800 crores till now, for which the results are yet to come.
What is our win ratio?
Win ratio will somewhere be around, since we are new in this bidding directly for the water, so I think the win ratio should be somewhere around 5:1.
5:1. Okay. And after we
This is a
gain
safe ratio which we can talk about.
more. Okay. And after we gain more water contracts, what will like our margins look like? Are they better than electrical or
Yes, definitely. The margins in the water projects is always approximately 2 to 3% better than the other projects, as well as the, since the turnaround is also very fast in water projects, which I already told you few minutes back, that average completion time in water projects is 18 months, and in civil electrical it is somewhere around 2 to 3 years.
Okay. And for FY26, can we expect like a 30% water order book?
Please, I missed your question.
Yeah, for so FY26, can we expect like around the 30% water order book?
Yes, it shall be. It should be more than that.
More than that. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Rahul Ranka from Kushals Investments. Please go ahead. Rahul, sir, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, Mr. Rahul.
Rahul, sir, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yes, Rahulji.
Sir, my voice is audible now?
Yeah. Now you are very well audible.
Sir, I would like to know what could be the FY26 top line growth we anticipate?
So for the FY26 top line, I think everything going good, we shall achieve a minimum double-digit growth.
Okay. And the margin profile, sir, in the coming year to 26, FY26, do we yeah.
As already mentioned in the investor PPT, which we have uploaded with the stock exchange, so the margin profile has already started to increase as we shift our focus from other projects to water projects. And water projects, as a whole, we can say that water projects fetches us 20% more margin than the other projects on an average.
So any ballpark number on the margin profile, sir? Blended in the next year?
Like right now, our PAT percentage is upwards of 7.5%.
Right.
So definitely we can aim for a 20-25% growth in the PAT percentage.
Okay, got it, sir. And how do we see
Because it will be more contributed by the water segment.
Right, sir. And are we shifting to taking direct contracts rather than doing a subcontracting? Because there the margin profile looks to be a little more attractive. How are we focusing on that, sir?
We definitely aspire to do so, but right now we are not shifting our entire focus from subcontract to direct contracts. And definitely, we'll keep a handsome percentage of subcontracts in our portfolio. But yes, we have also started participating in direct contracts via the JV route, and so that we can get credentials. And so we are exploring that opportunity for in the next quarters to come.
And sir, what is the
As of now, there is no JV. As of now, we have not formed any JV. But yes, we are in talks with a few reputed clients of ours with whom we might go for a joint venture, bidding directly in the contracts.
One last question, sir. What is the order size we are having right now? And like every average order size, are we planning to increase that also?
Yes, our average order size has already increased, but what happens in our industry is that like once you start with an order, the client keeps on increasing the order quarter-on-quarter, because nowadays, Government of India, they are also giving the task of preparing the DPR to the contractor. So like in the Ghar Ghar Jal Mission, the government has fixed a rate, and they have awarded the tenders to the client, to the contractors. On the basis of that, they have given them few districts or maybe two, may suppose say they have given them a chunk of 2,000 villages. Now what happens, the preparation of the order, the detailed project report, which we call as DPR, goes hand on hand. So what we do, like we start working in a particular village, and then the DPR team is also preparing DPR for the other villages, and the same is being submitted on real-time basis to the department. Department is approving. So that way, the order is going on and on. So there is no, for us, there is no single huge order, but our order keeps on increasing for the same project from the same client. So, but definitely our order book, which we are aiming now, is somewhere close to single order value, will be somewhere close to 100 crores.
Got it, sir. Sir, one last question, sir. By the end of a year from now, what kind of order book can we anticipate? I mean, like on a closing basis, a year later, what order book we can expect? Right now, I think it is 625 crore.
Please come again.
625 crores is the order book right now, right?
Yes. Yes, yes.
So down the line, a year later, what kind of trajectory we see in this number, sir?
So this number is increasing, and it will show a good growth. Right now, we are having approximately, our target will be to at least have approximately 2 to 2.5 years of sales.
Got it. Got it. So any number on this, sir? Like, I mean, can we cross 1,500 order book maybe down the line a year later?
There is no as such any undisclosed information on the public domain, so to comment on any number will be difficult. But yes, our what we aspire and what we target is at least 2 to 2.25 of the sales, which we are expecting.
Got it. Thank you so much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you, Rahulji.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Jagruti from VD Strategic. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Jagruti.
Hi, sir. I wanted to know, how are your debtors improving? What is the status?
So I would like Abhay to throw some light on this.
Hello, Jagriti. I missed your voice. Can you just repeat your question?
Yes, I was saying that how are your debtors improving? What is the status?
Okay, in balancing line, currently we are averaging out around 25 days of debtor. It ranges from 60 to 90 days. It depends upon the nature of the work that we have assigned. Like if we have been assigned with a one-time project or like that, it takes around 90 to 100 days. And for the continuing work which we are continuously following, it takes around 60 days. So on an average, it's around 75 to 80 days in our books.
Okay.
For that. And also, maybe it will improve in coming futures.
Okay.
And also, need to emphasize that we are having no bad debts till now. So that's the more emphasis that we need to put there.
All right. And so, if you could give me an overview of your state of operations.
Sorry?
If you could give me an overview of your state of operations.
Okay. So, Jagriti ji, we are currently operating Pan-India, but it's specifically like we have Pan-India projects in which we are operating there. If we talk about our offices, where we located, we have our head office in Kolkata, West Bengal. Then now we have Maharashtra, also in Odisha, Bihar, and we have recently opened our offices in Odisha, which we have presented in our investor presentation also. You can see there in the 9 months development phase.
Right.
And apart from that, we have Pan India presence of projects.
Okay.
And UP also, like we have offices in our UP. So if you want to summarize, like it's UP, Maharashtra, Bengal, Bihar and Odisha. In five states we are having offices are.
All right. And any future expansions coming in there?
Pardon Jagriti ji, I completely missed your voice.
I'm saying that any future plans for expansion?
Any future?
Plans for operational expansions? Hello?
It depends upon the new projects we will get, and accordingly we will design and we'll expand.
Okay.
It will depend upon the how future we will operate and what coming towards.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, Maitri ji.
Yeah, any outlook you could give on the next 3 years for revenue growth and the margin growth?
We got this question earlier also. So again, the margin growth can be seen as approximately upwards of 20%. As we are moving towards the water projects, as we are targeting water projects more, and the revenue growth, as mentioned in the investor PPT, right now we are showing a revenue growth of upwards of 57% quarter on quarter, and we shall definitely show a better growth compared to the industry in the years to come.
Okay, thank you.
And I would like to ask Abhay to throw some light on this.
Hello?
Over to you.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, so your question about the revenue, like I would like to expand what Vibhor has mentioned there. So in Q3, you must have seen that we are posting around 150 crores of revenue as compared to 95 crores of revenue we have posted in quarter 2. So quarter 3 is our favorable quarter. due to the monsoon climate we faced in during quarter two. So because of that, our revenue rises in quarter three, followed by quarter one and quarter two also, but basically dip on quarter two.
Okay, so
In
the quarter
September
four
quarter, we book the lowest due to the monsoon seasons.
Okay, and
And
quarter.
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Do you have
quarter
any
four
other questions?
revenues will be on the similar lines with quarter three, or can we expect a better percentage growth?
It will be mostly in the similar line or
Better.
it will be a better than quarter three, or apart from this, in the similar line will like quarter three also. Like we can say that it will be similar to quarter three.
Similar to quarter three, okay. And for FY 26, are we expecting like a 50% growth?
Yeah, so basically, I'm clarifying, like, in quarter three, we have seen the growth more than 50% on quarter-to-quarter basis, because December is the best quarter, and September is the quarter which is contributing lowest in the year because of the seasonal nature. So quarter four will come in same line, but definitely it will not show growth of quarter two to quarter three growth, but it will be in double-digit growth for which we are expecting. And with respect to the next year, for March 26 and March 27, again, since we are now aggressively bidding for water projects, post our strength in the financial capability after the IPO, we believe that we will definitely achieve not less than double-digit growth in the revenue. And profitability will definitely improve. The profitability will improve with increase in water projects, which we expect around 20-25% growth from the current year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from Rahul Ranka from Kushal Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Rahulji.
सर, मुझे ये जानना था सर कि अपना ये जो ग्रोथ रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ हम बता रहे हैं, आई थिंक इट्स इन डबल डिजिट. इज इट नॉट लिटिल सब्ड्यूड गिवन द काइंड ऑफ सेक्टर इन विच वी आर ऑपरेटिंग एंड द काइंड ऑफ गवर्नमेंट फोकस ऑन दिस पर्टिकुलर सेगमेंट. आर वी फेसिंग एनी काइंड ऑफ एग्जीक्यूशन चैलेंजेस और बॉटलनेक? Why is it like only yeah.
Yeah. So Rahulji, I would like to say that we are anticipating, like, Narendra Modi ji in the next agenda will spend a huge CapEx in the water sector. And we have seen a similar type of growth in solar sector last year. And now we are expecting the similar growth which we have seen in solar to come in water sector. So that is why we are very bullish in water. Water being execution also very, very easy compared to any other technical constructions like civil, high-rise, and other factors. So we are definitely bullish. The double-digit growth which we are currently committing is basically the conservative commitment, looking after the compliance and regulatory framework. But the growth which can come may be higher or better. But looking at the conservative approach, we are committing double-digit.
Sir, I would like to know, I mean, like, are we facing any kind of execution challenge, or we are very comfortable with the execution of the project, or we have some limited bandwidth?
We do not, we are not facing any execution challenge. So if you see, since our major projects is under the umbrella of big, large EPC companies, and we are getting repeated orders from the same client, which is itself proving the capabilities and execution capabilities of the company. The company is executing these projects on time and with good quality, and we are having a very healthy relationship with the client. So we do not face any such execution capabilities. Just, yeah.
हेलो
यस
यस सर. एंड अनदर थिंग इज एज आई वाज आई मीन इन द कॉल वी सेड दैट द सक्सेस रेट इज अराउंड 20% ऑफ व्हाट एवर वी पेड. सो व्हाट इज द क्राइटेरिया जनरली टू व्हेन वी पेड एंड आर वी प्रोटेक्टिंग.
आई वुड लाइक टू क्लेरिफाई फर्दर व्हाट इज हैपनिंग विद रिस्पेक्ट टू बिड एंड सक्सेस रेशियो. So generally, since we are our major project is under subcontracting with the similar clients, and we are getting repeat orders and we are getting extension orders both. So for getting the repeat orders and for getting the extensions of orders, generally the bid and success is not applicable. So we classify our orders in two parts: one with existing customers on basis of client relationships and past experience and past execution capabilities, and the other part, which is new client development and new areas of projects, like other new states and new segments. For example, this quarter in the January month, we have entered into Odisha with first water project in Odisha. We were executing in Odisha for other projects, but not in water. So if you say with respect to water, Odisha is the first entry for our company in the month of January. So if we say 5:1, so bid is to success ratio, this is for new clients and new customers and new areas of operations. If we say for repeat and extensions, since this ratio is not much applicable as the extensions of orders are being awarded on the basis of completion of orders on timely basis with good quality and high relationships.
So what is this 1800 crore order pipeline which we were speaking about in that case?
So this is not pipeline. So what has happened is that we have expressed our interest in executing this 1800 crore order which is majorly into water and then civil. And some part is obviously for electrical. So this is the basic new orders with high average order values which we want to enter, and we have expressed our interest, and it is being in different steps in the process, like either in the bidding stage or it is in negotiation or it is under evaluation by the client, and we expect to book good amount of orders within this 1800 to achieve the order book which we are targeting. And definitely the running orders which the company is currently obtaining from its clients and the repeat orders, this will continue to come. So this 1800 crores order aspiration will increase the order book from the target order book. So this is basically, you can say, the company is targeting low-hanging fruits and also trying to get mature fruits from the height of the tree, from where we can get higher margins.
So you have said, sir, there is a certain target book. You're targeting certain order book. Can you give us some guidance on that, sir?
So our target is to always keep our order book which is healthy. Healthy order book means covering minimum 2 to 2.5 times of the sales, so that our next 2 to 2.5 years is basically secured with respect to execution, and we can concentrate in execution, and business development can be done separately. So basically our target is to have 2 to 2.5 times of the sales revenue as a target order book.
Okay, and so can you tell us the bifurcation of how much is your repeat orders and how much are your new customers?
So, as of now, I think the repeat orders which we have given in the RHP also a few months back is approximately 60% is repeat orders and 40% may be new and fresh orders.
That ratio maintains even till date.
So that we need to recheck, but it should be in the same line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. And one last question, sir. What is the what kind of competitive landscape are you seeing? I mean, like, how is the competition intensity in the industry in which you are operating?
So So competition is very healthy and we are enjoying the competition right now. However, the competition from the previous periods to this period has changed. Previously, like in the past, we have seen people bidding at aggressive values to obtain orders, but now market is matured enough. The market is now competing on the basis of the quality and execution and not on the basis of prices. Hence, this is favorable competition and healthy competition with the currently this particular industry is operating in.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish from Goyal and Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi. This is Ashish, and my question to the management is regards to the development of the business. What are the strategies the management is looking forward rather than the repeat orders and all for the new orders? What are the strategies the management is developing?
So the management right now, what we have done is we have classified our strategies in two parts. One is short term and then one is long term. So under short term, what we are looking at, we are aspiring huge margin and growth in water. So we are very aggressive and bullish on obtaining water projects. Secondly, we are trying to book higher value orders from the existing clients so that we can negotiate with the client and get better margins and bring higher profitability to the company. And also we have appointed a team and also are in the process of appointing the team which will have an expertise to obtain direct orders from government so that in the long run we can shift the order book majorly towards direct orders. These direct orders will basically bring more stability, more higher profitability to the company. Definitely, going to the direct orders is not a 6 months job, but in a span of 1 to 1.5 years, we aspire the major portion of the orders to be from direct orders.
Okay.
So these are the small strategies we have made, and along with these, there are other also with respect to cost efficiency, improvement in quality, efficiency. These are going on regular basis.
Okay. So directly we are involved with the state government or directly with the Indian government project?
So right now we are doing central government projects. Definitely the major projects, central government projects, which is under the umbrella of large EPC companies. And we also aspire right now to bid direct orders with central government only. We may go with state government, but not immediately or not in next 1 year, which we right now did not emphasize. But yes, with respect to central government projects, we are very much bullish. Looking at our financials, we want to first obtain central government projects, and once our kitty is full, then we can think about state government projects.
Okay. And my last question is like, what are the probabilities of bagging that order?
So probability is like, if we are again classifying the order book in two parts, one with existing clients, there the possibility is very high. And if we are booking from new clients, there we see the probability of conversion 5:1. And with existing clients, the probability generally it is, you can say at, so estimating that is very difficult because this is happening on the basis of relationships, but you can say that almost all inquiries which we are getting, so maybe 1.5 or 2 times to be precise, we are converting orders for the existing clients.
Okay, great. Congrats for the upcoming growth and all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Reet from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you, madam, but unfortunately, I was not able to hear your name.
Yeah, so I am Reet
I'm from Bombay only, and I'm holding your shares also since listing day. I'm very confident and very good con call happening right now. Many congratulations to you.
So, thank you, madam, for such a gesture.
So my question is, what are your plans for revenue for next 3 years?
So with respect to revenue, we are estimating minimum double-digit growth on conservative basis.
Okay. So this is the revenue growth which we can expect for another next 3 years, right?
Yes, yes, madam. Sure. 100%.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Rahul Ranka from Kushal's Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I would like to know, when we get new orders, are we intimating to the stock exchange immediately, right?
Yes. So whenever we are getting a new order which is above the maturity level and requires an announcement, we are intimating to the stock exchange. For instance, you can see one order which has been published in the month of January, whereby we have published the receipt of a new order amounting to 52 crores for water in the state of Odisha.
Correct. And how about the back-to-back order which we get from existing clients?
So, since the extension of orders are coming, which is generally in the range of, I think, 15-20 crores or below, and it does not cross its maturity level, so these extension orders are not getting published. But whenever we get any extension order or new order which is above maturity level, we are always committed to publish to the stock exchange so that the investor can get more clarity and confidence in the company.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Gandhi for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining the earnings call of Ganesh Infraworld Limited. For any questions or further discussions, feel free to reach out to us at cs@ganeshinfra.com. We appreciate your time and look forward to staying connected. Thank you.
Pooja ji?
Yes. Hello.
I would like Vibhor sir to have a closing statement on that.
Yeah, okay.
Over to Vibhor sir.
So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. As we conclude this earnings call, I would extend my sincere gratitude to our investors, stakeholders, partners, and employees for their unwavering trust and support. Ganesh Infraworld Limited has always stood for resilience, innovation, and sustainable growth. As we move forward, we are not just committed to maintaining our trajectory, but to surpassing expectations. We assure a strong double-digit growth driven by strategic execution, operational excellence, and a keen focus on emerging opportunities in our sector. What sets us apart in our ambition to outperform the industry growth? While sector continues to evolve, we are confident in our ability to not only match but exceed the pace of change, reinforcing our position as a market leader. A key pillar to our success is our highly energized and dynamic team. We are witnessing an infusion of fresh talent alongside seasoned industry veterans along various departments. Their expertise, dedication, and strategic insights are set to fuel our growth engine, drive efficiency, and enhance value creation for all our stakeholders. With their support, we are unlocking new possibilities, executing ambitious projects, and setting benchmarks that will define the future of our industry. We also acknowledge and appreciate the Government of India's unwavering commitment to infrastructure development under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji. The push for a large-scale urban transformation, highway expansion, smart cities, and multimodal logistics infrastructure has created an environment
conducive to accelerated growth. These initiatives are paving the way for the companies like ours to contribute meaningfully to the nation's progress. As we continue to grow in the industrial civil segment, we are also actively exploring opportunities in the solar EPC projects, aligning with India's ambitious renewable energy goals. Sustainability and green infrastructure are the future, and we are keen to play a significant role in shaping the transition. Additionally, one of India's most pressing needs today is water infrastructure development, be it water treatment, distribution, or conservation. Ganesh Infraworld Limited is committed to making a significant contribution in this critical sector. We are gearing up to take projects that will enhance water accessibility and sustainability, ensuring a better future for millions. Ganesh Infraworld is not just building infrastructure, we are building a future of reliability, excellence, and unmatched potential. The road ahead is promising, and we are geared up to achieve remarkable milestones. Thank you all once again for your continued confidence in our journey. Stay with us as we elevate Ganesh Infraworld Limited to new heights of success. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ganesh Infra Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.